get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing well. How about you, David?
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm doing good. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the tools we use to manage projects and stuff. So,
yeah,
without further ado, let's dive right in. Now, again, we're just going to give a high-level overview, brief summation of why we use the tool, what the tool does, and we're going to move to the next one. We may do some in-depth tool analysis later on in some further episodes, but for today, high-level overview. First one on our list, communication is very important when you're working with a team. We use Slack. Slack has completely 100% replaced email. We have not sent an email internally in, it's been at least 2 years now. So, you know, that's huge, you know, when you don't have to, you know, Slack was an email killer. Clients, we still unfortunately need to use email with correspondence, and that's okay. But from a daily project management aspect, our communication go-to is Slack. There's so much you can do with it. It really, truly is amazing.
Yeah, Slack is incredible. I use it as well. And actually, that's a good segue into our next tool on the project management tools list, and that is Asana, because Slack has a Asana integration, which is really great. But Asana is a great project management tool. You can set up different projects. You can set up a list of tasks, and then you can set up even subtasks as well. And then you can assign those tasks, comment. And so it's really great for tracking the progress of different projects and being able to kind of keep each other accountable and you know, check in. And they really advertise too on Asana's website that it's another email killer, because you don't have to do the back and forth checking in on projects. And so I use both Slack and Asana together, and it's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. We use Asana for our project management as well. You know what I like best about Asana, and I thought was just an amazing marketing strategy on their part, is that you get the full-blown pro version of Asana, all of the tools, free.
Yeah.
You know, up to 15 users. And when you hit the 15 user mark in Asana, then you need to start paying for it. So our team hasn't quite hit 15 users yet, so we're still on the free version of Asana. But when we do hit that mark, we're going to have no problem paying you, I assure you. And we use the Slack integrations as well. This day and age, integrations with all of these tools, they have API, they're going to talk to each other and stuff. And it is really awesome, because we use Slack for communication, and seeing that notification in Asana come up in the appropriate Slack channel that says this task has been completed, I don't even need to go over to Asana and take a look at it. So it's really, really cool. Next one we're going to talk about is Trello. Trello is another fantastic project management tool. It's actually the predecessor to Asana that we use for our project management. Trello is a tool that allows you to set up cards, tasks, boards, you know, move things along, you know, throughout the project process, comment, tag, set deadlines, add attachments, do a lot of the same stuff that Asana does, just not quite as in-depth or complex as Asana. Sorry, Trello, I don't mean to say that. but that's just my opinion of it. Somebody else who's a Trello user and expert, they may differ, and that's okay.
Yeah. And I think Trello is one of those things where you love it or you hate it, just because it's so different than other tools like Asana. And I couldn't really wrap my head around it. I mean, I understood how it worked, but Asana was way more straightforward in my head in terms of the interface and how it works.
Well, you and our good buddy S.J. James are on the same page when it comes to Trello, because
he passionately hates Trello.
He does. He did something pretty funny in our Slack channel. You're a member of that Slack channel too, Tim, for Divi Chat, which is another podcast that we do.
Yeah.
You know, anytime someone mentions Trello in our Slack channel in Divi Chat, you know, he's set up Slackbot to have an auto response. I don't remember what it says, like, I hate Trello or something like that.
There's a few of them. The one I remember is, if you just mention Trello, it says the Slackbot will come back and say, Trello's not going to happen, guys. Quit trying to make Trello happen, or something like that. And then another one is just, Trello is the worst.
That's right. So that's, you know, you can have fun with these tools as well. Yeah. You have the next one on the list, Tim?
Yeah, the next one on the list is a little bit different tool, but still very, very useful. And it's called MindMeister. And it's basically, it's mind mapping and kind of seeing, I guess, like kind of wireframes of different projects. And so it's great for seeing kind of a macro big picture of all the different projects and things we have going on, where these other tools like Asana and Trello are for kind of managing, you know, the individual tasks of the project. MindMeister is kind of seeing everything all at once. You can see it all at one screen, and it's fantastic. It's very collaborative. You can have different users have access to it, but it's a great tool.
Yeah, love MindMeister. Use it on all of our clients, mapping, site mapping, for menu structure and stuff. Fantastic tool. Next one on our list, Tim, Workflowy. Workflowy is nothing more than just a to-do list. I mean, it's more than that, because it gives you a lot of functionality, but it's basically an advanced to-do list, which allows you to have tasks, subtasks, set due dates, complete, add notes, share, export, duplicate. Check it out. Workflowy is a really, really, really great tool for to-do lists.
Yeah.
What's next, Tim?
Google Drive. I mean, this is just such a powerful suite of tools that you get when you have a Gmail account or a Google Business account. You have the Drive, which is to store all different types of files. We use it for WP the Podcast to upload our audio files, to map out our episodes, and for planning purposes with the Google Sheets. It is a very powerful suite of tools, and it's all stored in the cloud. I use it in my own business for tracking different things, like for one of my employees having her be able to track her hours and so forth. So it's extremely powerful, and there's an infinite amount of uses that you can use it for in your business.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I like about it the most, if you do use the Google Suites, you know, you get more drive space. We have unlimited space with Google Drive. And one of the features that I know you use and stuff, I'm kind of limited because of data, but you can back up your entire computer to the Google Drive and sync all of your files real time. So when you add a file on your computer, it automatically syncs it with, if you have that folder in Google Drive and stuff. And that's a really great tool.
Yeah. I actually use Dropbox for that, and I sync everything. That's another one that could fit.
Oh, man, we didn't even put Dropbox on the list. Sorry about that. We use it too. So Dropbox, very similar. Great tool. Check it out. Last on our list, Tim, for today is Calendly. Calendly is a new tool that I recently found that, you know, I found through other freelancers that I hired to do projects for me. So when I would reach out to them and want to schedule a meeting for them, they would send me a link in an email, and I basically clicked the link, and it helps you schedule meetings without the back and forth of emails. So I simply click the link. I choose the time that I want to schedule. It puts it in my calendar, their calendar. We confirm, and it's done. I mean, it is just a neat, neat tool. The free version is pretty simple. I'm just starting to use it, and I really like it. It allows you to create simple rules, setup's easy. You can share the link and stuff. So Calendly for appointment scheduling, check it out.
And sounds great.
I think that's it, Tim. That's our list of tools for project management tools we love for today.
Yeah, that's all from me.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.